For a moment, the hunter droid waited, like a fighting bull, pawing the ground before the last charge. Then, it began its rush. Ryan opened fire at the middle leg joints, seeing sparks flying and hearing the bullets scream off into the trees. Keen also opened fire, more slowly, having to re-aim after each heavy kicking explosion of the Browning. One of his shots came within a finger's width of taking out the robot's only functioning eye. As Ryan powered himself toward the water, the young deer, terrified, broke for safety. With one eye gone and propelling itself over the treacherous ground at an unsafe speed, the droid was distracted by the flash of movement from the panicked animal. Hardly pausing, it swung the clubbing hammerhead at the deer, catching it a glancing blow across the side of the neck. The force was enough to knock the animal to the dirt in a tangle of kicking hooves. The droid swooped down on it, battering at the helpless creature as though it were its target. Ryan thought it was probable that the first strike had butchered the fragile animal, breaking its neck. None of the bullets seemed to have had the least effect on its lethal power. The slaughter was happening less than a yard from the edge of the small lake, and Dean's suggestion about getting away by swimming suddenly came to Ryan. It was the best shot they had. He dodged around the droid, wading into the pool, feeling the cold shock as it rose above his combat boots to his knees, making his movement slow and fettered. He paused when it was halfway up his thighs, keeping the Sig Sauer leveled.
Hey!
The robot took no notice, preoccupied with mangling the corpse.
Come on, shit for brains, get over here!
This time the droid stopped, its head moving with an infinite slowness, the metal slick with blood. Its single red eye looked at the one-eyed man for long seconds.
Be careful, Dad!
The hunting droid turned to focus on the boy, taking a hesitant step toward him. Blood was dripping from the steel hammerhead, and a length of muscle tissue was trapped between the pincers. Ryan emptied his magazine, bringing its attention back to him as the 9mm rounds hit its chest. The metal was pitted and scored, but the droid's efficiency wasn't impaired. It took two steps that brought it right to the edge of the dark water, where it stopped.
Come on, you piece of rusting shit! Here I am!
Dad!
If things go wrong, head north for the others. This bastard won't follow you. Just this once, do like I say, Dean. Please!
One foot touched the surface of the pool, then drew back. The android's head turned, and the comp controls buzzed angrily. Ryan holstered the empty blaster and waved his hands in the air.
Hey, you fucker!
He backed away a little deeper, nearly falling, as his foot slipped on a slimed, rotting log buried in the mud. The android seemed to be assimilating a jumble of input information, its red eye blinking off and on, its arms trembling at its sides. It made its decision and took two bold steps into the lake to its armored knees. Ryan was now waist-deep, drawing the heavy panga in his right hand and hefting it, though he knew it would be like waving a piece of straw at a charging sticky.
Come on!
The android had walked to a depth where the water reached its groin, and there it stopped. Ryan took a chance. Instead of moving farther away toward the possible safety of the lake center, he chose to go forward, closing the gap between himself and the hunter-killer.
Lost your balls, have you?
The droid extended its arms and swung both toward him, but it was just too far away. Ryan waved the steel blade, bringing the creature a cautious half-step toward him. Ryan needed to have it at least chest-deep for there to be a chance of the water soaking through into its innards. A small part of Ryan's brain wondered if the original inventors had taken the precaution of sealing the comp unit and making it waterproof. If they had, then Ryan could look forward to about 10 seconds more of life. He offered the panga again, bringing the droid another foot closer. Now the dark lake was lapping at the bottom of the droid's round, fluted chest. It stopped, its head fixed toward its prey, its arms retracted and frozen, both pointing in Ryan's direction. For 20, 30 seconds, nothing happened. Ryan watched it hawk-like, waiting for the next move in the murderous game. A minute. 2 minutes.
Think it's fucked, Dad?
No, its eyes still lit. I can hear it still whirring away in its guts.
But the droid wouldn't move deeper.
Fire blast!
Ryan dove beneath the surface of the dark pool, kicking hard with his legs as he drove straight at the waiting sec droid. His groping hand felt the rigid struts of the leg supports, and he grabbed at them, swinging and pushing himself off the bottom of the pool. The droid responded quickly, pumping its arms below the frothing spray. Ryan felt a savage blow on his right shoulder, but he hung on. The steel of the panga clashed against the robot's other arm, blocking the slicing cutters. It was stumbling, struggling to keep its balance, the free leg shuffling, the other pulling against Ryan's grip. With a titanic effort, Ryan managed to get the leg out of the mud. He braced himself and heaved, lifting the heavy android, tipping it. The droid smashed another blow into the small of Ryan's back with its hammer hand, but it was finished. The breath exploded from Ryan as he surged out of the chill water, seeing the Sec Hunter disappearing, only its arms remaining above the pool. There was a bright flame beneath the surface, like flaring phosphorus. Ryan let go and splashed his way quickly to the shore, looking back over his shoulder, nearly falling into the bloody bones of the mangled deer. The pool became placid once more.